Emer is with me on the line today because, Emer, tell us about the issue you had or that you noticed around Croke Park.
Yeah, so I returned home yesterday from the UK, and as I was pulling into my driveway, I seen a group of young gentlemen returning from Croke Park, urinating on the street. Now, this is not, you know, an isolated incident, unfortunately, because every time there is a concert in either or a match in Croke Park or down in the Three Arena, we're plagued with people either urinating in our garden or on the street. And like, there's just no excuse of it. So yesterday I put out a tweet saying, why can't Croke Park put portaloos within a 2 kilometre radius of the stadium? I'm sick of seeing people urinating on the streets or in my garden. It's not acceptable. If you run events, you have to have a sense of responsibility to your community. So that was my main point. And, okay. and I really do believe that, because like, why are we being subjected to this constant filth on the street? And there's no excuse for it. Now, there are people that say, and there's a few people that came back at me on Twitter and said, well, you know, that there are some portaloos up in Mountjoy Square, etc. But they're not down in East Wall. And we're plagued not only with people urinating, but also the rubbish that they bring with them from Croke Park. And I suppose it's kind of a joint responsibility, I believe, between Croke Park and Dublin City Council, which would, I presume, sanction the event happening. So it has to be subject to certain planning, et cetera, et cetera. So why aren't there bins provided? Why aren't there portaloos in within the proximity of the area? And I suppose one thing I'd like to kind of bring across is I go to a lot of events. I've literally just returned from the Royal Henley Regatta, where over 300,000 people pass through the gates of Henley, which is a highly residential area. And that's a wild event at night time. That's a wild event. So, but they are able to police it correctly. They're able to have the proper security. They're able to have people cleaning the streets. They're able to have portaloos all around the place where you won't see people openly urinating. Where is our sense of community? Where is the responsibility with these people that are putting on events to the local community? Because I can 100% guarantee you it is not at all being adhered to, certainly not down this end. And I'm 1.5 kilometres from the stadium.
You're 1.5 kilometres from the stadium. You're a resident there. I have no doubt, yeah. Emer, and look, I've been to Croke Park many times and Three Arena, and I've no doubt for residents, you know, in those areas, like, I'm sure you put up with an awful lot, and I don't take away from that. I do wonder, though, is it the onus? Is the onus on Croke Park to provide the public toilets? Is it not up to the council to do that?
No, well, if you run an event, and I have run events personally myself in the past for clients of mine, and within that, you have to have a proper statement of how you're going to be able to provide for the participants who are going to be attending your event. So this isn't any different. The only difference is that All-Ireland finals, semi-finals, quarter-finals happen every single year. Is it that it's become laxy-daisy where they're not being subjected to people who would put on events like me, for example, would I'd have to adhere to? Is it this way, or has it just become flippant, or is it a case that you don't necessarily care? Now, I did mention that there's two people that I would blame within this for this issue. Well, it's actually three, actually. The people that are doing it on the streets, like, that's just not acceptable. And I'd say the majority of people in Ireland have been raised with morals and with respect and dignity for people. So they would be the first ones to blame. The second is Croke Park for not having the facilities for the amount of people that are attending.
But the only
event.
Thing is that the Croke Park have plenty of toilets. Like, if you're on your way to the hurling on Saturday or on Sunday and you want to go to the toilet and you're going through to Croke Park, and the game started at what, 3 on Saturday and 4 on mm-hmm. Sunday, you could have gained access to the stadium from at least around 1 or half 1 on Saturday and Sunday. So if you needed to go to the toilet, you could have. Now, if you chose to stand outside the Croke Park Hotel or get drinks and drink them on the street, people still had an opportunity to go into the stadium and use the plenty of toilets that are there. But like, it's total personal responsibility, Emer, from what I can see.
Well, it is. I mean, that's the number one. It is personal responsibility, but it's also responsibility of the event organisers to make sure that they can accommodate for people. Yes, there are toilets. And you know, the most ironic thing about all of this is those lads were outside McDonald's on East Wall Road urinating, with McDonald's having numerous toilets inside. right? Within 100 metres, you've got the Seabank pub where they could have easily just walked down there. There's no excuse for it. But at the same time, it's not allowed to happen in other countries because it is very well policed. Twickenham, for example, very highly residential area. I was there last year myself for a match and I couldn't believe the amount of community responsibility that there was for that event. There was portaloos all over the place. There was community liaison people wearing high-vis viz that you knew if you go up and talk to them. There was everything that you can think of, highly well policed, and not only just within 100 metres of the stadium, but within 2 kilometres before you even get off the tube, or even if you got a taxi to walk up there, you are met with all of these facilities.
Okay.
And a curb sat.
It's there and it's visible and people are out and they've pride in the area and they're telling people here's where you can go to the toilets in Twickenham and other areas. Essentially, Eimear, what you're looking for is you want portaloos or public toilets or something like that within a 2 kilometre radius of Croke Park on match day and big gigs.
And the same thing also goes for Dublin City Council with the rubbish. Like, it is ridiculous.
Why aren't
here.
People
like
collecting? Okay. Stay with me, Eimear, if you don't mind, for a moment. Like, you make a strong case. It's hard to disagree with you. Ray is with us on the line. Ray's involved in the Drumcondra Tidy Village. Also a resident, I believe, too, Ray, in the area. Do you agree with Eimear on this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's not, like, obviously, as a resident of Drumcondra, it's... match day, Drumcondra's alive, the businesses are doing well, the pubs are full, so it's a positive thing in a way, but there is, you'll always, with every positive, there's a negative. So that's, you know, obviously the urinating is probably one of the bigger things, and I suppose there's three people involved, or three groups, and it would be the guards, Dublin City Council and Croke Park. Dublin City Council and Croke Park would be, you know, we run a small... just a small group that try and keep Drumcondra looking well with flowers and everything else. And Dublin City Council and Croke Park will be good, great, very, very good supporters of it.
Okay.
You know, and
so who's the onus? Who's the onus then? Who should supply the portaloos?
Stop thinking on this. You know, like Drumcondra, like you're looking at, depending on who's playing, but you're looking at maybe 40,000 coming through both sides of Croke Park on any given match. You know, yesterday was a full sellout, first sellout of the year. We're looking at 4 more sellouts now, with the semi-finals coming up at the weekend. Well, be close enough. And, you know, you've just droves and droves of people. And, like, the first portaloo, if you left my house, the first portaloo you come to is at the junction of Jones's Road and Clonliffe Road, which is technically in Croke Park, you know.
Mm. So there needs to be public toilets along the routeway there, basically, right?
Absolutely, like, but you know, all them pubs, knowing what they are, they're all jammed. You have the park there, Our Lady's Park, like, in fairness to the pubs, they go out and they clean them up after. But the amount of, the urinating anywhere, you know.
I presume, I'd say there's a poor smell there today, or is there this morning when you went out with the good weather?
Well, further up the road in Drumcondra, where one of my friends is, like, she's at the literally just off Jones's Road there, or maybe Clonliffe Road, and the alleyway just stench. It's an absolute stench. Now, it's the same thing here in Eastwall Road, except it's a little more open, but it's disgusting. You've got stains all over the footpath. It's just, it's unacceptable. It's really unacceptable in this day and age that we have to be subjected to this, and it's completely and utterly wrong.
Mick is on the line. Mick, do you think there's an onus on the council or Croke Park or a joint venture of whoever to supply public toilets on match day?
No, I fundamentally agree with your two previous speakers. My issue with what Eimear said was she was pointing the finger at Croke Park. And as you said, Croke Park have plenty of toilet facilities within the grounds. I've been at all levels in Croke Park over the years, and certainly, I could believe that the onus of responsibility is on the person. I mean, it's like me going for an interview with you, and I park in Brown Thomas Car Park, and on the way I'm going to go to the loo, and instead of taking responsibility of going into Bewley's, I urinate on the street. That's not your fault. That's down to me. And I think that's part of the problem. But I do think fundamentally Dublin County Council, there are a vague number of portaloos on Jones's Road and on the walk up to Croke Park. I've been on that numerous occasions. There's just not enough. But that's not Croke Park's fault, because when you're leaving the game, the toilets are always full of people before they exit.
Let's be honest, and, Mick, right? The minute the match is over, right, people leave, and they leave in their droves instantly because they want to get to the Croke Park Hotel, or they want to get to some of the pubs that are nearby. So people don't want to queue in the stadium. They want to get out as quick as they can.
No, absolutely. But, I mean, if I can only talk for myself. If I need to go to the toilet before I leave Croke Park, I don't wait to walk to the pub that I'm going to, which would normally be at least a kilometre away from where I am. So I queue with everybody else, and I take my turn to go to the toilet. If there are six young fellas, I know this has been going on for a long, long time.
It is,
time.
And it's terrible. People like, it's Eimear has every right to be annoyed about this.
Absolutely. My only issue was pointing the finger solely at Croke Park. Because there's any amount of toilet facilities in Croke Park, and you can only imagine on a gig day, like you're after coming from Glastonbury last week.
That's right.
I've been to Electric Picnic a bunch of times. There is never enough portaloos in venues, and particularly for women. Whatever about men? Of course, men have this ability that women probably don't have that they feel they can urinate wherever they like. I think that's a problem, but there's never enough portaloos. You'd want to, I don't know what Clonliffe College is like these days. I haven't been there in years, but you'd want to fill a field full of them to accommodate 83,000 people.
Stay with us for a moment. I've Sinn Féin councillor Seamus McGrattan. Seamus is a local representative in the area. Should this council, Seamus, not provide public toilets and portaloos for match day?
Well, the onus, Andrea, is on the event organiser and would always be, particularly for bigger events. But I think, as the last speaker said, I think there's a real personal responsibility has to come into account here. The council does have a fairly large operation on match days. I was at the game yesterday. I came out and I saw some of the staff in around Croke Park. So it is a huge operation. And as one of the speakers said, there's a number of these big events coming up over the next month in Croke Park. And other places around the city in the summer. But it's personal responsibility. You know, there was over 80,000 people yesterday at the match. The vast majority of those people behaved correctly, and it's disappointing that a small number will cause problems for local residents, because it's unacceptable for residents to have to put up with that. But it is a small minority of people.
It's not that small, Eimear, is it? Because you're talking about rubbish as well.
No, it isn't. It's not a small issue whatsoever. And if you bore witness to what we do all the time, you will know it's not a small issue. The fact of the matter is that it's a reoccurring issue, and there has to be an onus on the person that's putting on the event to make sure that they have adequate facilities for people that are attending. So why cannot we? Okay, we can't look at Croke Park and say, oh, for years and years we've done it this way. But maybe can we not look at a different way that other stadiums have across Europe and say, how do we make it better for the local residents? Okay, we can have community funds and everything and give money for flower pots and whatever. But how do we curb the actual issues? I have no doubt whatsoever the reason why the people within the vicinity of Croke Park declined those five Gareth Brooks gigs back in the day, because they're tormented with this. Not just because they don't want the noise for the 5 days, because they're tormented with these social issues. And I totally refuse the claim that it's a small minority of people. It is far from it.
Seamus, your point is that as a local council, as a local councillor, you think this does fall at the door of Croke Park? But Croke Park will say they have any amount of toilets. People want to go to the toilet, loads of time to go before and after the match.
Because they're the event organisers. If a music promoter is holding an event in the stadium or any other stadium, the onus is on them to put an event management plan in place. So when the GAA or Croke Park are organising events, the onus is on them to provide it. But look, the point is, we made there's ample facilities within Croke Park for people to use toilets. There's enough facilities in venue. The other part of the planning which will cause problems is, these fixtures are set out, the dates are set out months in advance. But I witnessed the full house yesterday, as someone said, was the first of the season. It's a different level of organisation when 82,000 people go there. And that's not always obvious early on, and many people are actually going to go. obviously for the next month, it is obviously going to get big crowds because we're at the latter stages of the championship season. So it will be easier to plan in the coming weeks. But, you know, certainly, like as Emer said, we need to sit down now and look at this. I pre-COVID, there was a lot more part that was provided. It's probably something that just has slipped off again, and it's something that needs to come back on.
Listener says, my daughter was driving up from Cork and a bus pulled over to let people out to go to the toilet. 12 lads wearing red jerseys peed at the side of the road. Disgusting, says this texter. Another listener says, the city council need to provide a list of urinals, public urinals, all around the city. They should post that ahead of match day. David is on the line in Kildare. David, you've been listening to this discussion. Should large public events have public toilets nearby?
Absolutely, but I have a different point to make because you're pushing the blame away from the GAA and others. I went to a Bruce Springsteen concert in Nolan Park and the toilets were padlocked at the end of the concert as people came out. So nobody could go to the toilet before they left the event.
Right.
And the what I witnessed up the road was next to disgusting. With the exception of a GAA premises close by, they were the only toilets available. So there was car parks, showrooms, people's gardens, everything. But this was a deliberate policy to lock the toilets. Now, we approached the stewards and they shrugged their shoulders. So there was no toilets available.
No public toilets in Kilkenny for Bruce Springsteen. That was one of the first gigs, wasn't it, David?
Yes. And that should, apart from the licensing system, should have stated what toilets should be available. And to lock them before people exited at the final songs was disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful. Yeah.
And were the toilets, are they toilets that are typically there around Nolan Park, yeah, or were they just there for that event?
The normal toilets, they'd put in extra as well, they'd put in Portaloos within the grounds as well. But they were not available either. Mm. We asked, could we get access to them?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that, right. So, and this was back in May, wasn't it, when Bruce Springsteen was in Kilkenny, yeah. But
ourselves and a family we met from Derry, and they were distraught because I'm in my 70s and that wouldn't be my strongest point hanging on until I get back to Naas, you know?
Yeah, okay. So I know, look, it's a fair point. I don't take away from that at all, and I do have great sympathy for Emer and other residents, you know, even Ray there too, living close by. I can only imagine it must be a nightmare over the weekend there and next weekend, I've no doubt too, will be the same situation. But just, I suppose, finally, Seamus, you've heard Emer's point. Will the council, like, can you organise a meeting? It wasn't just the toilet situation Emer mentioned, it was also too in terms of collecting rubbish. Is there something that can happen or will it happen?
Yeah, well, the new council term is up and running now, and the central area committee, we have our first meeting tomorrow morning, so I'll be raising this. I would say, you know, I did see three cleansing staff outside the ground yesterday. They were getting ready to come to move in. So there is an operation. Look, if that needs to be upped or increased, we can certainly look at that. But yes, I'll be raising this at the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, are you happy enough with that? So, Emer, Councillor Seamus is going to raise this for you at the meeting tomorrow. Seamus McGrattan there.
Yeah, that's great. And look, I've no doubt whatsoever the people who work in and around Croke Park do an amazing job. I've seen them myself. I'm a frequent attendee of Croke Park, so I understand that, and that's great. But it's the environs. And just if I just may make this final point, one of my friends who lives up in Millmount, which is a 10-15 minute walk north of Croke Park, there isn't a sign of a guard or a portaloo whatsoever, but it's been used for mass parking and also mass urinating. So this is not only just within the environs of Croke Park. It spans out further. So what my call would be is to expand the cordon of the area to include areas like Millmount, like East Wall within that plan, because it's not working right now for the community.
No, look, it's a fair point. Many in agreement, I should say, too, Emer, with you and Ray today. Another listener says there's the exact same problem in Galway. The stench of pee and worse from Claddagh right through to the Grattan Road and Salt Hill. Fairview this morning covered in rubbish from the match. The council failed to clean the streets after big events. Another listener says, why is it the state's problem to provide somewhere for match attendees to go to the toilet? Would the people calling for the council to provide the toilets be happy to pay the extra extra taxes needed to build and provide these. The responsibility is on the individual. Another listener says, how come women can manage to pee before they leave Croke Park? I'm hoping to go on Sunday myself to Croke Park to see Donegal. So I will I'll report back on the toilet situation. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Emer, thanks a million though for getting in touch and raising the issue with us here on Lunchtime Live.